I want to again welcome all of you that are with us tonight. We appreciate your coming to be with us twice a week to pray for our nation. We appreciate that you love America and that you're hearing God's will for America and helping us to stand in the gap for this nation. I'm going to try to share with you tonight his heart about two very important things for the believer. Not many know, nor do they understand what this invitation is really all about. If they did, I think that we would have a different church than what we have. I think that many fell into the fallacy that it was important to lift the church up in a sort of confidence that, how can I say this, that financial blessings mean that you're being blessed of the Lord. And of course, God has no problem blessing his church financially. It is true. He doesn't need the money to pour out his spirit, but we need the finances to take his life, his spirit, here and beyond. The church needs the finances to be able to take God's kingdom here and wherever the Lord is telling any particular servant to do. God doesn't need it, the church does. So I'm not discounting God's desire to bless us financially. Unfortunately, probably 90% of the church receives the blessings financially, but doesn't do the kinds of things that God would have us do. And if they did nothing more than to help feed the poor and the needy and help meet needs for those that are in adverse situations and cannot meet their own needs, it would be so pleasing to him. And I believe with all my heart, he would bless and bless and bless again those that understand that part of his heart so that we can bless those who need it so badly, even in this country. I think we could probably go into any city in America and find people whose needs fit into God's categorization of, well, this is a family whose needs I would like to meet. So far and wide, that is beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. And I think anyone that's familiar with the book of Acts would have to take note that that was a key focus in the first church. So they must have learned it from someone, and I can't think of anyone better to have learned it from than the Lord himself. But tonight, that's not what I'm talking about. I said all that because I want you to know that I'm not trying to make you feel guilty if God blesses you. But there is a blessing that can come from the Lord that far surpasses anything temporal that he could give us. Why? For two reasons. Number one, because these blessings will help you come to know him in greater ways than you've ever known possible. And they help you live a Christian life like nothing else can. I mean that sincerely. Some people think that, you know, skipping and shouting and jumping up and down like the man who was healed at Gate Beautiful is fine Christian living. And it is. If you are so happy in God that you're doing that every day in your home, bless you. But there is more that is needed to bless him. And this is what only he can give us. He loves us. He knows that we're people of the soul. We're people of the flesh. He created us before Adam recreated us. But he also knows what it takes to bring a soul into the high dynamic living that Adam and Eve walked in their hour before their fall. But as it has turned out to be all these many years, it seems like we don't really appreciate what we have until we lose it. And that's what happened with them. But God in his mercy, his compassion, his great and estimable love wants to give it back. And he keeps looking for a way, for a person, for a community, for a body to help give it back to the peoples of the earth. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. If I were to try to give it a title, and I'm not sure that this would necessarily be a good title, but if I were to try to give it a title, I would probably call it The Fire and the Fear of the Lord. Father, I thank you for your unbelievable goodness to us. Help us, Lord. Help me mostly to convey your heart in the very few minutes that I have to do so. I want them to hear your heart. I want them to feel your heart. I want them to understand your heart so that there is no fear but only the divine energy to reach out and receive what you're offering. And we thank you for that, Lord, in your precious name. Amen. Matthew 3:11, we hear a term that I don't know if we hear it again in the Bible. I don't think we do. I don't remember it being uttered more than this one time. When he talks to the people, and this is John the Baptist, incidentally, when he talks to the people and he says, there is one coming who's greater than I. This man is so great, I'm unworthy to take off his shoes, to carry them, or not carry them, to even touch his shoes. He is so far greater than I. And he is coming to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now, we hear lots about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. I am. My daughter Ricky is. I think everyone on staff is. I don't ask them if they are or not, but I see their character and their personalities, and if that helps me judge anything, I would say they undoubtedly are. But much of God's church has received that wonderful gift. You don't have to be a lesser Christian if you don't have it. I know that there are people like, I don't know, Billy Graham. God used him powerfully and mightily. I know that there are those that like to defame his name at this time, but I think his family looks at him as having been a very godly man, a very godly father. He did not receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit his time here on this earth, and said so. He also said that if he believed that God would give it to him, he would receive it. So there is this beautiful gift called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And indeed, God will give you a special prayer language that just to me, in many cases, sounds remarkably like the way angels talk. Having heard many angels conversing between one another, people who have what we call a prayer language given to them by the Holy Spirit, just sounds an awful lot like them. But also, the gifts of the Spirit tend to flow more freely toward those people, through those people. Do I believe that you have to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit to receive the gifts of the Spirit? I do not. If you can grow in the virtues of love and the fear of the Lord, you are a candidate to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. That I believe. But if you can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, having received it myself, my family members having it, I would say, do it. Do it and praise God for it. But he also says of this gift that there is a baptism of fire. And that, my friends, is an amazing thing. There is also the fear of the Lord that has a profound effect on a Christian who has received it. Now, I'm going to quickly go through some aspects of the fear of the Lord, what it feels like, what it means. And then I'm going to share an experience with you so that you can see in a practical way what it might feel like. Not many have this gift. You can cultivate the fear of the Lord just by loving him, desiring to please him, seeking to obey him. And that's a little bit different than receiving the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And that's what I'm going to be talking to you about. tonight, and I know I need to get on with it or I won't be talking to you about anything. So let me go over very quickly some of the things that we could expect out of having the fear of the Lord. It speaks of, or provokes, may I say, and encompasses the awe of God, the reverence of God, the adoration of our holy God, honor the worship of God, the righteous confidence in His goodness, thankfulness, a higher caliber of love, the fear of the Lord, admiration. It provokes contrition of spirit and heart, a holy awe, a divine respect, dread, wonder, selfless love for the majestic. One writer says, an overwhelming feeling or sense of divine reverence, a holy fear of Him, a healthy fear of Him. This is not the kind of fear that you would feel in seeing an enemy coming to do you harm. This is something totally different. And again, the wonder, and provoked by His holiness and majesty, incomparable purity and perfection. Now, experiencing all of these things before the Lord, when you're in His presence, His highest presence, you're going to feel many of these things. In times when I have been before His majesty, when He has shown Himself before me as the majestic God He is, I cannot speak. I can't even think. I am so so in a state of awe. I can't think anything but Him and what I'm seeing, what I'm experiencing, because He looks entirely different. You can look at the Son of God as maybe the shepherd of Israel or our brother, where He looks very close to what you and I look like, except He does have, I'm thankful to say, that sense of holiness about Him. But when you're standing before His majesty, if you can stand before His majesty, I think in the times that I have experienced it, I've only been able to stand once, and that's because He told me to. And when He said it, I just had strength that I didn't have 2 seconds before. But when He comes in His majesty, I can honestly say that every hair on my arms stands erect, because it's as though every cell in my body is functioning under the terror of the Lord. He is so beautiful, so as to say there is none like Him. There is no beauty in all of creation like Him. In His majesty, the purity, the incredible purity, the sense of His perfection is so profound. you just find yourself speechless. Not to mention, because you're in the terror of the Lord at His majesty, you're speechless because you just can't talk. But His love upholds you. How could anyone endure some of the places I've been before Him if you weren't also experiencing His mighty love, His holy love? If you have been in these places before the Lord, your life changes. It has to change. It can't stay in a state of nominal Christianity. I don't even know if you could stay in the state of phenomenal Christianity. Something inside of you makes you change. It changes so much. You change. Your actions change. Your habits change. Your thoughts change. Let me just share one experience, or maybe I'll share two, because they were kind of connected by Him. And then we'll move on. It's almost 5 o'clock, so I've got to hurry. I was alone in a room. I was quite young in the Lord, very young in the Lord, actually. But I knew that I had a call in my life, and I had to make changes that were incredibly difficult for both Ricky and myself. So I would do a lot of seasons of just worshiping Him, praising Him, and many hours, sometimes staying up all night, just praying. I was so hungry for Him. And we were going through a lot of insecurity because of requirements that were being made of us. So I'm walking around in this room, and I'm praising the Lord. And as I walk and I praise, I'm noticing the atmosphere in the room is changing. I can feel the Holy Presence of God coming into the room, greater and greater, slowly, but greater and greater, ever increasing. Before long, it was so heavy, I could barely walk. I was singing, but my songs became songs of the Spirit. Songs more melodic, more uttered more slowly, because I was having a difficult time getting anything out of my mouth because His holiness was filling the room. Finally, I could no longer walk. I am standing, and I'm barely singing, and within minutes, all of the singing that was going on was just from my heart. I could no longer utter from my mouth because the holiness of God had become so profoundly great and heavy. When suddenly, the Lord Himself came in, and I fell to my face in terror. It was not one of those meetings where he is wrapping his arms around me, telling me, you know, he really likes me, or that he loves me, or, you know, a meeting where he's trying to comfort me. Nothing like that. He came in his holiness, and he was so profoundly holy. I was shaking. I was shaking literally like a fish out of the water. You know how they look. My whole body felt like it had been plugged into an electrical outlet, and I was being electrocuted, literally. Before God, I am not exaggerating, not even a little. I was terrified. And then I realized that he's before me. I mean, I'm on the floor going through what I just shared with you, and I realized his feet are there. I see his feet. So I realized Christ is here in his very person. I'm shaking so bad. He begins to talk to me, trying to comfort me. I wanted him to keep talking to me. I wanted to be able to talk to him, and I told him so. But I was so terrified of the being that was standing before me. I was afraid that if he even spoke one word, I would die. If I tried to speak one word with my mouth, I would die. I knew that all conversation would have to take place spirit to spirit, heart to heart, or I wouldn't survive it. I felt so much love for him, I was undone. But nevertheless, the awe, the reverence that his presence was provoking, the honor, the sense of worship, worship that I didn't even have words for. It was like I wanted my body, my spirit and soul to worship him for me, because I didn't know how to give him the worship he was due. I was so thankful for his presence. I was broken into such a state of contrition. I was beside myself. He seemed so majestic, so high, so holy, so, oh boy. And I was so human. I felt like I was the worst sinner in the universe, like there was nothing, no one like me. For sinfulness, when he was so holy, I couldn't help but compare myself. But my dear sisters and brothers, I've got to tell you, before it ever started, it came to a screeching halt to think that I could make myself holy enough for him. I understood if I had even a speck the size of a single cell of holiness, it had to come from him. I could not, man could not make themselves holy enough for him. Not by any effort, because holiness was about God. We didn't have the ability to be holy. Our fallen nature absolutely prohibited it. I couldn't wish for it. I couldn't hope for it. I couldn't name it and claim it. Nothing like that. If I was ever going to have holiness, it was something that had to come from Him. But how do you bridge a gap between the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the very essence of holiness, and someone like me? I would send my daughter to school, and I'd spend all day in prayer and in the Word. And even in that state, I couldn't make myself holy. I thought I was pretty righteous until I met He who is righteousness. And He who was holy. Finally, I said to Him, Lord, this is spirit to spirit. I love You. I love You so much. You're so beautiful. You're so righteous. You're so holy. You're so pure. I want You to stay. I want You to change me. I want You to stay, but I'm so terrified of You. I want You to leave. You're so holy. You're so... And some of the words that I said to Him, I didn't even know at the time what they meant. For instance, You're so majestic. What in the world word was that? I'd never heard of it before, because You didn't hear preaching like that 40 years ago. I'm telling Him what I want, but I'm telling Him the terror that I'm feeling. And then after I tell Him the terror that I'm feeling, I'm telling Him again, please make me able to endure Your presence, or I have to ask You to leave, because this is not bearable. He shared some more with me. One of the things that He said to me is, I am going to visit my church in this presence again. But not now. And I said to Him, why not now? I'm thinking, why are You visiting me like this, but not the rest of Your church? And He said to me, because my church is not ready for this kind of visitation. Many have so much sin in their heart, they would die if I came into their presence like this. That was the end of my words. Here we are 40 years later, and the church is still not ready for Him. Not like that. But He is coming like that, and He's coming like that soon. So what He wants to give us tonight, and I'm not going to pray right now, I'm going to wait till the end of the time together. What He wants to give us tonight will help prepare us for a visitation of that nature. I finally got to sleep very late that night, and I was awakened with the morning dawn. It was in the summer, so it was very early. And I heard His voice trumpeting down to me from heaven. It was the voice of the sounds of many waters. Even His voice was full of holiness. And He said to me, my word is holy. And I have to be very honest with you, and I will close with this. I don't play with his word. I don't mock it. I don't make light of it. It's unbearable to me to hear people make light of his holy word. And he put that in me. Everything that I was experiencing in that visitation had been imparted to me. It was weeks and weeks before I could even hear his name, Jesus, without starting to tremble uncontrollably because of the fear of the Lord that I lived in. Now, he knows where everyone on this line is, where you are in your walk, what you can bear and what you cannot bear. And he wants to grant to you according to your ability to bear. But I'm going to pray for you at the end of our time together that he will give to you what you're ready for. So be very fervent in your praying tonight, not only for the issues that we're going to share with you, but also to receive what he will give you tonight. Thank you. I want to talk to you some more about the fire of God and the fear of God. Because tonight I'd like to be able to pray for those of you who desire it, that God would grant these things to you. The Bible says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one, he who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in a high and holy place, but with him also who is of a thoroughly penitent and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the thoroughly penitent and bruised with sorrow for sin." As I was saying earlier, we must learn how to walk with God if we want him to draw near. People who say they love God with all their heart, I often believe that they really, really believe what they're saying. But the truth is, the reality is, that if any of us really love God with all of our hearts, he would own all of our hearts, all of our desires, all of our passions. When God wants ownership of us, he wants all. He wants to grant us the fear of God. This fear that is all-encompassing, it's not a fearful thing such as you would experience if you had really hurt someone and you feared their retribution. But it is the awe of God. It is the reverence of a holy God. for he is a high and lofty one, Lord. You are. You who inhabit an eternity, whose name is holy. You do dwell in a high and holy place, Lord, that we do not understand. We long to, we yearn to, Lord. But we live in the world. This high and holy place in which you dwell seems too great for us, too high for us, beyond our understanding, our comprehension. How do we understand such a one, Lord, except to know your love, experience your love? Those who live to love this temporal world cannot bear those holy places. Father, we apologize. We want to say we're sorry that we have not chosen, oh God, to come and dwell with you and to know you in your holiness. We have not come to trust you, to reveal your holiness to us, giving us the ability to endure such a revelation. We don't know what holiness feels like because we've never stood before it. We know that you are love because you say you are love. And because so frequently, as we are in the midst of the congregation, we can feel that love that is so different than what is on the earth. But to understand this higher place in you, this place that you are through and through, God, we fear it. We fear the demands of it. Because deep inside of ourselves, we want the things of the world and the things of God too. We think somehow that will enhance our life. We don't understand that if you could reveal those higher things in our present state, we would be in so much emotional and spiritual pain, knowing our lack of strength to live in, oh God, your higher place. The church doesn't know, Lord, what they're sacrificing for the love of the world. They don't understand. They do not know, oh God, that by grace you would strengthen the church to know that she is the bride of the holiest of all. There is no place here to live in the love of the temporal. There's no place that we can find our peace in your holiness and love the world too. It's not possible. Oh God, give your church grace, cause them to desire to know the higher place, oh God. How you pray, Lord, how you pray. You who are our eternal mediator, the man of prayer, the God of prayer. You pray for the church. You pray for her heart. You pray for her desires, her passions, Lord, that they would be consumed in you. Help us to want what you want. Fill us with the fear of God. Teach us to fear the world we now love. Teach us to hate the world we now love. The ways of the world we now love, and accept and justify. Help us, the church, truly become the bride of holiness. No one like you, Lord. No one like you, Lord. We stand at the bottom of the mount and we shake and we tremble and our hearts are in awe and we are speechless. We can't even bear to look upon you, O God, for your holiness. And we turn and we look to Moses and say, you go up. You go up and talk to him. And come back and tell us what he says. Because we cannot bear to hear his voice. We cannot bear to hear him talk again. We're foolish, Lord. We're like a foolish bride. We love what we should hate. And we fear what we should love. Oh, dear God, open up a river. Pull back the veil. Fill our hearts with grace to receive the beauty of who you are. I don't want to live without who you are. You're so beautiful. You are so wonderful. My life to be consumed by you. My heart to be compelled by you. My mind to be totally owned by you. That your heart and your holiness and the fear of you in godliness and in righteousness would be the provocation of my life, to be the essential factor of my life is all I live for, to please you, Lord. Help us as your church to live for these things. To please you above all things by allowing you to be in us what you desire to be. For there is no good that dwells in our flesh. There is no good that dwells in our soul. If we are to be pleasing in your eyes, we must be possessed of you entirely. It is the only way. You love us because love loves its creation. You love us because the Son came to buy us off the slave porch that we might be the sons and daughters of the living God. Love sent him here. Love delivered us that we might be like you, be like him. Help us to deny what we should fear and to live in the arms of divine love. We know not, Lord. We know not. We know not what this means, what it will require, but you will teach us to walk in your ways if we will set our eyes upon you and take them off the world. You will teach us to walk in your ways because you're a good God. You're a good Father. Your goodness through and through, O God, your goodness through and through to your people. Praise, honor, dominion be unto you, O God, in all things. In Jesus' most holy name, amen.
This is Lynn Nordrum, and I'm going to be praying about the Catholic Church. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Father God, for your love. We thank you for the love for the Catholic people. We thank you, Father God, that you are the Lord of the harvest and you desire a harvest in this hour from within the Catholic Church. Those trapped, Father. Ramasite tere mandio soto romo kushata. Father, you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto yourself. Oh, Father, if your people will humble themselves and pray, you will heal the land. You will heal the land of the hearts. You will heal the land of this nation. We thank you, Father God. Remesete, as we come before you and your throne of grace to receive the help in time of trouble, we thank you, Lord God. We lift up the harvest to you. We thank you that there will be a harvest that will come out of the Catholic Church. Father, we repent of all the idolatry within the Catholic Church. Forgive us, O God. Isare bosande akaria ka irende akade ke sende adada da basanda de besanda. In this hour, God, that you are lifting up a door of hope for the Catholic people, rande sende adada de masanda, to come out of the Catholic Church, to not be a partaker of her sin, namama sanda, that they not receive her plague. So much sin. Oh God, forgive the bloodletting that the Catholic Church is responsible for, Lord. Oh God, Ramasita de Basanda. Oh, forgive the pedophilia, even of the priests, oh God, the pedophiles within the Catholic Church. Forgive, oh God. Namasyanda de Basendia. The sexual abuses. Forgive, O God, where we have harmed your people. Rama Sekitanga de Besende, Adade Besende, Ande Sende, people that are blind and cannot see, and deaf and cannot hear. Rande Keshe, Keshe. Kasha, but you desire their souls. Ramasanda Rebasanda Rebasanda Rebesendia, precious in your sight, O Lord. Ramakyanda Rebakasa Karama Karanaba Sanda Rende Kesendia Daraba Sanda. You desire to heal. Rande Asando, you desire to deliver. You desire Ramasyanda to open up their eyes, their blind eyes and their deaf ears that they can hear. Ramasyanda Rabasanda, the gospel, the true gospel. Ramakya Sanda Rebesendia Rebesendia Rabasanda, that they would discern between the truth and the false. All grace and truth is in Jesus. Ramasanda Rebesendia in this hour, you're revealing yourself to the Catholic people, Lord God. We call them out of her. We say, come out. Come out while there is time. Come out. Flee Babylon and run for your lives. Run before it's too late. Run for safe passage. Run into the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Run to the cross. Run to sete adare le basanda le debesende adare le basanda adare le basanda. I hear the words, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, a harvest from the Catholic Church, that they would bow their knee before a holy God, that they would bow their knee in repentance. Ramasonda le debesende ki adare le bako sanga le debesende ere le debesende adare le ba. Awaken them, Lord. Rama kushando renebesende korene masyanda renebe kisenge anarene masanda. Awaken them to the gospel. Awaken them to truth. Pull back the veil. Rama syanda renemasanda renebe kisende, that they may see the sin of the Catholic Church, that they may see it for what it is, that they may see the human trafficking, that they may see, oh God, the abortions, that they may see the blood sacrifices, that they may see the evils of the Catholic Church. Expose, Lord. Expose. Expose. And bring this evil down. Ramasandareba. Expose the deception in the Catholic Church. Their influences have infiltrated throughout our nation. But we say your days are numbered. Open the prison doors, O God, that they may come out, that they may run, that they may be saved. Expose the Catholic Church and the influence in the highest levels of our government, O God. Let the cover come off. Sende, that people would see the Catholic Church for what it is. Ramasyonda rebe sende adare reba kosongrama songrama krama kondoshe kitangare de shakatai. O ramakashai, o ramasai, o ramasai, o ramasai. Come out of her. Ramakushato koshata reba shanda reba shanda reba shanda reba shanda. Run into the arms of Jesus. Ramasyanda rebe kisangramo kromo kokondi ando kokondi atare rebe sengi atada. Come, come, come. Release the grace for them to come, Lord. Ramasyanda rebe sanda. Release the grace for them to run, Lord. Ramasyanda, into your marvelous light. Nama soba, 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 soba. Siam Let the priests turn from their evil ways. Let the priests come into the light. Oh God, you're calling us to return in this hour. Rama kashanda remesende, Rama sianda remesenge, andare rama kasanda, kararama kosa, kora, kora, robaba yeshende, kararama shando. Turn, 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 people, turn, turn. All those caught in Catholicism. Turn, turn, turn into the light, into the light. Ramasyana, release visitations, oh God. Release dreams and visions. Ramasyana, Ramasanda, of who you truly are. Ramasyana, Ramakisanda, the only one that can save them. Ramasyata, out of the deception and into the light. Ramasyata, oh Bakasa, oh Kramo, oh Kramo, Ondea Sanda, Ondea Sanda. You love them, God, with an everlasting love. Give them to know your love, Lord. Give them to feel your love, Lord. Rama soba saba saba saba. Rama sada de basada de basada. Isada de basada de basada de da. Set them free from religion. Arianda de meki. Let the chains of religion be broken. Rama songa de meki. Sanga de da. Oh, Father, forgive the dead works. Oh, Baha Sekete Kanada Makwasa. Isata. Grace, grace to the Catholic people. Grace, 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 grace to come. Grace, Rama, Shabo, Shaddai, Sheke, Kade, Kasai, Korema Sata, Namasanda, Ikirene Kasanda, Orema Sanda, Nebeki Sande. We thank you, Father, that you will revive. You will revive your people. Rama shondore de bashanda de besyanda de bekisa. Romo kurama kyanda de besendi anda de masanda. O rama sita de baka yesanda yesanda yere rama sondo. O Lord, come. Rama shanda de besendi anda de bekise. Come and draw them. Rama shanda de besendi into yourself. Rama as they come out, Lord, come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to them like the rain. Come to them like the latter and the former rain in the earth. Cleanse, O God. Cleanse. Ramasyata masata. Cleanse your harvest within the Catholic Church. Romo shata masata besete kiseke tangaradaba kokorimeka. Let your will be done, God, and let your kingdom come in Jesus' name.
Okay, Nita, please.
Father, so great and so mighty are you. God of all the earth, God of all creation, nothing is too difficult for you. Here is this group that has its desire set on world dominion, that they may give the world over to the Antichrist and to Satan. But Father, if my heart is right, I believe you have spoken that you are going to send a mighty move in 2 years. You're going to search out a people that will be your church, a people you will endow, a people that will be beautiful in your sight. For they will be filled with you, clothed with you, empowered by you. Their heart will be filled with the love of Christ. Their soul will be filled by the love and the power of your Spirit. What man cannot do is a simple thing to you, and you will prove your value. You will prove your worth, and you will prove your godhood. Every person on the face of the earth is going to be able to make a decision by what they know. They will look at their God, they will look at their King, and they will decide whether they want what he offers or they want the life of the Most Holy God. And it's going to be extraordinary, incomparable, so wonderful, O Sovereign King, so wonderful, depicting your godhood, revealing your love and your holiness. We cannot know you except by the Spirit, but you have a way of opening the eyes of the blind, opening the ears of the deaf, touching the heart of man to see truth and to love it if there is any desire in him or her at all. And you will do it because you said you would do it. And because you are God, you must do it. You are too great to allow even one soul to go to hell that you have created for heaven. You gave these souls to Christ to be his bride, and that means so much to you, Father. We thank you. We thank you for the privilege of saying that we are sons and daughters of the Almighty God. We thank you for the privilege of knowing you, knowing the way you think, knowing your mind, knowing your heart, knowing your ways. This you gave to us, O God. How wonderful you are, how extraordinary you are, how magnificent you are, how kind and merciful, long-suffering, gentle you are, O God. You help us to recognize you and to recognize what you're doing, to recognize your ways. And you give us grace and you empower us and you do us, Lord, to follow you in your path. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing is too difficult for you. Most holy God, you've given us to love you. You've given us to know you. To those outside of the kingdom who have no heart to know you, to love you, they know not the truths, they know not the ways of our God. And the price that they must pay for their rejection of your holiness, of your Son, of your mediator, is too hard to think about. It's so painful. Hell is forever, O God. And these people, this new world order, would take the whole world, if they could, into hell with them. But Father, we thank you that there is a power coming, an endowment coming, to reveal you of a truth so that every single person who would follow you, serve you, love you, can be delivered from that evil, evil kingdom, the New World Order. We speak to those who fight for their positioning of that spirit upon this earth, that we fight you, we resist you, we say no to you. We will not accept what you are perpetrating, but we command this deception to be broken off the eyes of the people. We command your lies, your evil plans to be crushed under the foot of the Holy One. We say to you, we despise you. And we call the people to come out of her. My people, come out. Come out of her before it is too late. Run from the liar. Run, 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 and come into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of truth, the kingdom that will heal your soul. Father, you would not that even one should perish. You are so good, so kind. And you give us a heart to fight for the lost and the perishing, to fight for their souls, to fight for their right to see life and embrace it. I speak to you, King of evil, in Jesus' name, let go of these souls. Let them go. I feel your presence pressing against me, but I say to you, go! I break your strongholds over these precious people. You will not have them. They belong to God. I command the New World Order to be broken. I command the very life of that evil kingdom to be exposed, and for the peoples to run while they still can, in Jesus' name. Holy is your name. Holy are your ways, Lord. Free the captives, O God. Call your church to arise in the glory of your strength, the glory of your majesty, that your name might be glorified in the earth and throughout the earth. In your precious name, Lord. Before we close tonight, I'd like to take a few moments to invite you, if you would, to receive an impartation of the fire and the fear of the Lord. If this is not something you're ready for, please pray about it tonight. Come on tomorrow night. And if you want prayer for it, we'll pray for you tomorrow night. But for those who are ready, I want to pray for you tonight. Just begin to pray lightly in the Spirit. Lift up your heart to God. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you're willing to grant us this powerful part of God, this fear of the Lord, this fire of the Lord that will set the fire of your presence in our souls to do a great and mighty work, and that will establish the fear of the Lord that will enable us to walk before you in a way that is pleasing in your sight. I speak now, Lord. Let your Spirit fall now on these people, Lord. All of these who are lifting their hands to you tonight, just now, Lord, let it enter upon them, let it enter into them, Lord, this dwelling of the Most High God. Ora bebegerna, shom pregerla singreco potofein, ahik basano. Prandele va shekeo mosukiena mandaro. Bira vereseka, Lord. Oh God, there it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing this for these your people, Lord. Great and mighty God, thank you. Thank you. Help them to receive, to drink to their full, Lord. The fire and the fear of God in your precious, precious name.